Hi, DTK friends. I'm here with our friend Penelope, and we're talking about the Fruit Snack Challenge. Have you guys heard of the Fruit Snack Challenge? What happens with it is when parents leave yummy looking goodies in front of their kids and tell them not to eat them, then they walk away. What do you think about that? What do you think their parents find when they get back? Now, our friend Penelope and I have just watched some kids being tempted in the challenge. Penelope, tell our friends what happened.
The first one, the girl waited.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I really want them, but she waited until her dad came back.
She did. What did she do while she was waiting?
Like,
she hummed. What else?
Like, she was practicing. It looked like she was practicing what she was eating.
That's right. It looked like she wanted it so bad. She was, like, practicing chewing, like, what she was going to do with once she got those yummy things in her mouth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. How about the second one?
She just ate one.
She did. She looked at it, and when her mom walked away... she just grabbed a handful and ate it, right?
Yeah.
She was tempted and she was like, can't wait, right? She wanted one really bad. How about the third person?
She waited.
She waited even longer. Like, both of the ones that were tempted and didn't eat until their parents got back,
yeah,
they waited a pretty long time, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did that little girl, what was she saying while she was waiting for her mom to get back and check on her?
Keep on humming.
She kept humming. What else did she do? She was saying something, wasn't she?
It sounded like she was watching TV.
Mm-hmm. I heard her TV in the background, but she was saying a word. Did you remember the word she kept saying?
Yummy.
Mm-mm. She was saying patience.
Yeah,
she was saying. So she was even working on herself. Like, she knew that it was going to be tough, so she got a strategy to keep her from eating it, right? Kind of like the first little girl. So she just kept saying, patient, patient, patient. So cool. So how do you think you would do with that challenge?
I would just, like, if it was, like soda or,
mm-hmm,
like, candy,
mm-hmm,
I really want one, but...
Would you eat it before time, or...
I'll wait.
You would wait? Okay, but you'd have a strategy, too, to keep from doing it? Like,
yeah,
you knew it was coming, so you'd have a strategy, too? What do you think about, like, thinking back to the other people, do you think it might be different with people who have just eaten versus people who are pretty hungry? Like, maybe first thing in the morning when they haven't eaten anything since the night before... they might be real hungry. Do you think the challenge would make a difference if they were hungry or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think that would... do you think that would... they would...
just eat it,
They would just eat it if they were hungry? Yeah, I think so. So, you told me what things would really tempt you. For me, it probably wouldn't work with fruit snacks, but like with chocolate or some other scrumptious dessert. Even if I was not hungry, I would be pretty tempted. Even though I knew, like, the treats would destroy my appetite for dinner or blow my diet, you know, that I'm always on. You guys know that, right? It would be hard to resist the temptation of yummy desserts. So I got a question for you. What about Jesus? How do you think Jesus would do when tempted with something?
Wait.
Jesus would wait? Yeah, Jesus is pretty strong, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus does most things correctly. So today's scripture is about Jesus being tempted. You might have heard of, like, sin and stuff like that when we talk in church, right? Have we talked about Satan or the devil? Do you know what those words are?
The devil?
Mm-hmm.
It has horns.
You think it has horns? What is the devil like? What do you know about that?
I just think it has horns.
You just think it has horns, but you don't know much about it?
Yeah.
Okay. So we kind of associate the devil with sin. That's another thing that people call the devil is Satan, right? And it's like something that represents like evil forces, right? And so in this lesson, we learn that Satan or the devil or this evil thing, force, tempted Jesus. And here's how. Jesus had been in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. Do you know how long that is? 40 days. Do you know how long 4 days is? Like, how long do you go to school in a week? How many days do you go to school in a week?
Four.
Four or five, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know how much bigger 40 is than four or five? That's a lot of days.
Like,
that's 10 times the number of days, right? It's like over a month. So, when Jesus was in the wilderness for those 40 days and 40 nights, guess what? No food. Whoa, right?
Yeah.
No food. So,
you gotta eat, like, stuff in the wild.
Well, there was stuff out there, yeah. He probably should have eaten some stuff in the wild, but I think he went out there to not eat. Mm-hmm. Like, to make a sacrifice from food and water and all the, you know, comfort things that make us comfortable. Mm. What do you think about that?
It'll be starving.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not survive.
I know. That's a long time. So what do you think could have tempted Jesus in that condition? Like, if you know what kind of shape you would be in if you hadn't eaten for 40 days. Like, if I don't eat for, like, 4 hours, I'm having some trouble. So 40 days is a lot. What kind of condition do you think Jesus was probably in?
Like, his stomach hurting.
Oh my goodness gracious, yes. Yeah. So do you think Jesus might be tempted by food?
Maybe.
Like the kids? Maybe? Yeah?
I don't know.
I know I would. How about you? Yeah, but, you know, we know about Jesus, right? Jesus is pretty tough and strong and pretty consistent, right? Well, anyway, that the devil, tried to tempt Jesus three different times. Like, the first temptation, and that first one was regarding food, or rather a way to get some food. What do you think Jesus said?
No.
Mm-mm. Jesus said, nope. Nope. I don't want it. Cool, right?
Yeah.
So, Jesus was ready when that temptation came, and Jesus actually used Bible scriptures to say, nope, I don't want it. I can predict with like 100% certainty that dessert is going to tempt me all the time. So the strategy I use is to just try not to have it around. You know, the strategy for Jesus was to know scripture well and to know what it said about what we're supposed to do. And like, remember the little girls, they had a strategy too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the second one,
there was absolutely no strategy. I think it took her like 10 seconds to go ahead and grab it.
She was like,
mm. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess that what those things might mean is that maybe we can plan for temptation. Maybe if we recognize what tempts us, right? We can, like, prepare for. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, be ready. Like, even if it's not temptation, if it's some other thing that would cause us a problem, like getting in trouble, or what are some other things that we probably don't want to do that we know already that we shouldn't do? That we could have a strategy for. Can you think of anything?
For food, you can go like, no, I have to wait,
mm-hmm.
wait until they get back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about if you're playing like with some friends and you know their trouble, like they like to get into stuff?
I'll be like, I really want to play that game, but I already know they'll get in big trouble.
Yeah, so what?
I'll just go to my to friends that don't get in big trouble and play games.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. Cool. So Jesus, if we can go back and thinking about Jesus and what Jesus did with this temptation, Jesus always pretty much comes through pretty predictably, right? You know, if I tell you another story about Jesus facing temptation, do you think you'd probably know how it'll end?
Maybe.
Yeah, what do you think? If Jesus is tempted, what do you think is going to happen probably every single time?
He's going to be like, no.
He's going to be like, no, thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. You got anything else you want to say about this? About this temptation? What'd you think about the fruit snack challenge?
It made me a little bit hungry.
It made you a little bit hungry. I'm a little bit hungry, too. Yeah. Well, thank you for talking to me about this. Let's tell our friends bye. Bye, friends. We miss you.
Bye.
All right. Bye.